Proclamation number 189, dated the November 19th, 1937. Protection from error. Admonition to pray. You shall hear our teachings continually. Behold, God will give to you according to your will as it is good for you. You will always be able to hear His word. His loving instructions will be offered to you as long as your will is good and you want to serve the Lord. But always make sure that you will continue to fight for your faith, for it will become increasingly easier for you to receive the more steadfastly you believe. Ponder everything we give to you in your heart and you'll notice that much strength will flow to you if you allow the teachings to take proper effect in you. Sometimes it might well seem to you as if you write down your own thoughts, yet always reject such ideas. The protection around you does not permit that mistakes will enter your writing. These teachings are intended for many people, and only pure truth shall arise through you. Therefore beware of such thoughts which only interfere with your composure and also actively impede your transmissions. Only one thing is essential, that you accept everything with profound faith, that you utterly trust in your Savior, who will not let you live in error, and that you gratefully receive from His hand whatever He gives to you. Now be ready and listen. Once again a worker has arisen for the Lord in whom all of us pin great hopes. Once your heart has participated in this great act of mercy by a heavenly Father, it will never want to let go of it again. The pleasures of the world will no longer be able to beguile such a child, for it will live in God's grace. To live each day in His love is incomparably more valuable. The desire will soon arise to penetrate the spiritual world more deeply, and the earthly world with its enticements can no longer offer the child of God anything that is comparable to these blessings. And yet time after time the Father cautions not to slow down in prayer, for only through constant prayer will the grace and strength be repeatedly gained again, and only in this way can the human being carry on and attain the goal. Watch and pray, so that you will not succumb to the tempter who relentlessly seeks to alienate the human being from divine striving. And through prayer you will always repel all evil surrounding you and only partake in the grace of the Lord. Therefore remain in prayer and call upon the Father for help with every thought, that He may bless your endeavor and give you strength to believe. Amen.